Elishu, Chelik Aleph, Kuf, Tzadi, Beis. We got to the 10th chapter. First, a brief summary. A person's shining countenance is a great treasury of bestowal, of goodness, of joy. Hazrachas Shemesh Lazulas. That's how the Torah puts it, this idea of Hizrach Tashemesh. But there's more to it. We said it's associated with Das, and therefore there must be wellsprings of wisdom that are hidden within this treasure. In explaining the content of Das, Rabbi Yonah writes in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Das is mashe masig midatoi. It's the knowledge that a person attains by himself. The Gro writes that Das is axiomatic knowledge. And Rashi seems to say something else. When he speaks about the fact that Bezalel was endowed with Das, he says Ruach HaKodesh. It seems, certainly at first, that these three explanations are very distant one from another. Ulam, they're not. It's what Rabbi Yonah says, that a person, it's knowledge that comes from within oneself. That just there are many levels of Das, starting with just axiomatic knowledge, all the way to Ruach HaKodesh. Once again, I mentioned that these concepts are described in much greater detail in the Kuntres that the author wrote, Pirkei Kinyan Das. He wrote it long after Aleishu, but it's dealt with in greater detail over there. The author continues now, Muskalos Rishonim Adam Yudea Me'atzmoi Mibeli She'yelamdu. These are things that a person is supposed to know by himself. It's knowledge that is almost instinctive, one could say, without being taught. Al Kegoin Eile Amru Chazal. So it's regarding that type of thing, that type of knowledge that a person is supposed to have by himself, that Chazal make the comment called Tomit Chacham She'in Bo Yudea Nevelat Yevahi Menu. A Tomit Chacham without Das, even a carcass is better than him. We see it from Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the great master of wisdom and master of Nevuah, and the Midrash then goes on to spell out many of his accomplishments. He did this and he did that. Nonetheless, he didn't enter the Mishkan until he was summoned, he was invited. Right at the beginning of Vayikra. It says that Hashem called him and then he went in. So Hanhagas Derech Etz Peshuta. This is a simple etiquette of here, not to come in uninvited into somebody else's domain, somebody else's room or apartment. She'adam chayav le'da'ata me'atzmoy. A person must know it from within himself. Mibli she'elamdu. It doesn't need to be taught. Uvli muskalos isharim ke'ele einenu adam. Without such axiomatic knowledge, such instinctive knowledge, it's not an Adam. Chazal put it very, in very strong terms. Even an Avela would be better than such a person. His tremendous wisdom would be worthless. So what if he has knowledge and wisdom and talent? It's worthless without being an Adam. What we're learning of here is that there is a capacity within a person to attain certain knowledge from within himself, and it's called Das. The extreme end of it, it's also knowledge that comes from within oneself, a certain type of inspiration, but it comes from within oneself. That's what distinguishes it from Nevuah. Hu asher she'alu Chazal. Chazal asked a question, Meichal lamad Avraham Avinu Torah? Where did he learn from? Umatzuki me'atzmoi lomad Torah. As we've seen many times before. Hagab atzmecha. Think to yourself, Ezo hazarchas shemeshi ba'adam. What kind of bright sunshine it is within the person. Sheyachol ilmod kol ha'Torah kula me'atzmoi. A person who's able to learn the entire Torah from within himself. Ma'ayanoiz chokhma kabirim t'munim ba'adam atzmoi. There are tremendous wellsprings of wisdom in the person, deep within him. Hayesh aras panim gdola mizoi. Could it be a greater aras panim? It's just a light within himself. Vinei pashutu ki alomet kol ha'Torah kula me'atzmoi. It seems to be obvious that a person who's capable of learning the entire Torah from within himself, midas kono yeshbo, he has the das of his creator, Ruach HaKodesh. That's Ruach HaKodesh. That's how we would refer to it. He quotes the Ramban, "V'hanir eilai midas abuisenu," says the Ramban, "what seems to me from Chazal is Shilamad Avraham Avinu HaTorah Kula Beruach HaKodesh." When they use these expressions, he learned it from himself, from within himself, and etc., it means that he learned it Beruach HaKodesh. Me'atzmoy ze Ruach HaKodesh. That's... the author points out in the footnote, Ayin Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet, Dibur Mishchil, V'yodea Da'as Elyon, speaking about Bil'am, Mashma Me'atzmoy Velo Binvoah. It's Mashma, because the term Da'as is what we're saying. Da'as is not Nevoah. It doesn't mean it comes from outside oneself. It's from within oneself. That's that level of insight, which we call Ruach HaKodesh. That's by way of introduction. Onwards. V'im Timtzei Lo'imar Malanu Ul Abraham Avinu. So you might respond by saying, well, okay, and that's Avraham Avinu. Is there anything we have in common with him? Hava nir'e davar nifla. Come and see something wondrous. Tnan b'chagigah lafid aleph, the Mishnah teaches, ve'ein dorshin b'merkava b'yachid, one may not teach ma'aseh merkava even to an individual. Elim ken haya chacham mevin mida'atoy. And this is a chacham, and he has a qualification of mevin mida'atoy. V'sham David Gimel, the Gemara comments on it, aval musrinu rashi pakim. The person who knows Merkava and is trying to teach the other individual cannot teach him, as the Mishnah says, but he can give him rashi pakim, headings, just literally chapter headings. So this and this and this, and he's supposed to work out the rest by himself. Initially, this is really astonishing, perplexing. Eich yachol afilu chacham muflag. How can even a prodigiously intelligent person, how can he possibly understand something that he hasn't heard about? He doesn't know. He's never learned Ma'aseh Merkava. What does this mean? Afilu baki b'shas, even a person who has the shas at his fingertips. How can he now understand from within himself secrets of the Torah? If all he's given is headings, imagine trying to work out the content of a book by knowing the titles of the chapters. The answer is what we've been saying. Zeu seidat ashi mevina me'atzma. There's wisdom within the person. It requires tremendous insight into oneself. Hamaskil yodeh, and this is a point that's relevant to us as well. The intelligent person will understand that what we're saying here is relevant to us. Ki ad hayom hazeh, to this very day, haroyitze leavin dvar teira al boyoy. A person who really wants to understand something in Torah. Tzarich limot yiram etzmo elavin midato. He has to understand it from within himself. Berovis bonenus ve'amaka. Through depth, through reflection. I find it often when a person teaches. I've had this experience many times, that one goes through a sugya or discussion, whatever it is, and I write for myself notes or draw a diagram, whatever it is, and then the person with him below wants a copy of it, and I'm always reluctant to give it. You know, the person thinks if he has the paper, then he knows it, but it's not. One has to work through it oneself. If you have the paper, it just gives you this false sense of security that you understand it. But that's the author says, you have to understand it from within yourself. To really know it, one has to do it oneself. Who are shekasud b'sefer yasham yuchas l'Rabbeinu Tam? So Sefer Yasha is attributed to Rabbeinu Tam, and it says b'davro al das adas. He speaks about a concept known as das adas. Ve'im tis'asek lechashev b'inanei abore. If the one's soul, one's das, continues to be involved and think about the concept of the bore, tesif ma'ala, it grows even greater. Ve'im tiyodas atzma. If it knows itself, if there's a measure of self-knowledge, tachpil ma'ala sakama pamim, its level grows many times over. When the soul knows itself, it knows everything then. Because it's all encompassed in the nefesh. It's latent within the nefesh, just like it was within Avraham. He makes the same point again. To this very day, a person who learns Torah truthfully, he learns it from within himself. There's a chiddush over here. It doesn't matter that others have perhaps had this insight before. It's still a chidush. It's like becomes like a wellspring that grows stronger. That same koyach is what we spoke about in the previous chapter of being able to shine. It's interesting, it doesn't say it here, but there's a pasuk, yeah? The wisdom of the person illuminates his countenance. There's a Gemara that speaks about Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Matamisa said to him that he must be a person who lends money at interest, or otherwise he must be a person who owns herds of pigs. And Rashi explains because Rabbi Yehuda's face shone, and she was certain that he had like an easy way to make a living. He was either a lender, or he had these pigs which are easy to raise. And he said to her, no, Chokhmas Adam Ta'ir Panav, it reflects, there's a certain wisdom within the person, and it reflects on his face. There's a connection between the two, and that's what the author is saying. Maniflakoch zeshil haras panim ba'adam. Lefaneach ne'el amoiz b'chokhma, to decipher various hidden things, to understand things. Ulchoinen chesed v'chanina l'vayim v'chitzasein. And at the same time, that power is to bestow, for those who are in his orbit, bestow a countenance which is hazrachas shemesh. Zeu seidoi shel ha'adam shetiken atzmoy. This is really a person who's improved. He's reached deeper levels within himself. Now his das is clear. Onwards. When this wellspring opens, that's the expression that Chazal uses. He's oimed al da'atoi. Terem hushlema avodasim etzmoy. That doesn't mean that his avoda is now complete. Ma? This, again, colossal force of haraspanim that he's discovered. What does one now do with it? What does one use it for? Where should his wellsprings burst forth to? We remember here what the Zohar said. We quoted at the beginning of this section of the Sefer. Mitoich pesichasa sheiv shmatesa, from the introduction of sheiv shmatesa. He writes, shesem mayim mibarcha, that's a pasuk, drink water from your cistern, ve'nizlim yiseich mitoich be'irecha, and then nizlim from your wellspring. That's what we've been discussing so far. Then, yofutsu mayim yiseich achutsa, then let your wellsprings burst outwards, birchovois balgei mayim. And the author of sheiv shmatesa, the Ktzois, says, he explained, that's the purpose of the neshama coming down to this world and into the guf. Shesham, in its source, when the neshama comes from, there's the aspect of a cistern. It doesn't produce anything, it just contains. Shememalim oisa, it can be filled. Umitzad atzma reikahi, naturally, by itself, it's empty. Verak kan l'edei avoidasa b'torah mitzvahs. Here, through its avoida in Torah mitzvahs, he ofeches lios be'er. It becomes then a be'er. Ma'ayan emizgabe'er. It becomes a wellspring that grows stronger. Hamafre ma'im chayim atzmoy. Provides living waters by itself. That is what we discussed then, and the whole discussion thus far has been about this, coming to this point. Afterwards, v'cha'ashe yafutzu ma'inos. When these wellsprings start then flowing outwards, and these little streams, these little trickles become wider and wider. The next pasuk, mamash, continue on these two pasukim, continues, ihyu lecha levadecha ve'en ezarim itach. They mustn't be sold off cheaply. They mustn't become diluted, as you'll explain at the moment. It should be yours. The author explains, hafatzas mayanos ha'chokhma. Spreading these wellsprings of wisdom, aleinu ladas le'an lechaven asam. A person needs to know how to direct these channels of water. Leval tishtalet alehem zarus. So they shouldn't be taken over and dominated by alien forces. Ketzad. This is a point we've seen before. Chazal megalim lanu bechokhma shlomo melech alav shalom. They reveal about shlomo melech. The pasuk says, vayiten elokim chokhma lishlomo. Hashem gave him enormous wisdom. Kachoil asher al sifas hayam. Like the sand by the seashore. On the simple level, it connotes abundance. But Chazal says something quite different. They use this image of sand by the seashore not to connote abundance. Rabbi Levi Omar, ma choyl geder layam, afroch masogadar leshamoy. The whole idea, says Rabbi Levi, is not that sand is abundant, but that sand is like a bulwark against the sea. It's like a wall, it, so to speak, blocks off the progress of this. The sea rushes in and the sand stops it. So to the Chochmah of Shlomo Melech is described by the Pasuk, say Chazal over here, as a gather. It's a remarkable point. Kol Chochmasoi Ha'adira, this enormous wisdom that Shlomo Melech had, Shimshari Shlomo legader atzmoi, to set certain boundaries for himself, certain parameters and modes of conduct and modes of speech and modes of dress as Gdorim. We would have said maybe the wisdom is in and of itself the end goal. Gulas akoteres ba'adam, the mamash, the cherry on the top. V'nei da'as ha'tera, inena kach. The Torah doesn't think so. That's not the end goal. Mitoich ha'chokhmah v'afatzas ma'inasav. When a person reaches the chokhmah and his springs are flowing and he's producing and he's productive, muchach adam shuv lage el atzmoi. The person must reach himself. He mustn't cheapen himself and sell that off. He must reach himself. Yiyu lecha levadecha, as the next pasuk says, must be yours and not be contaminated and tainted by alien forces. V'chol chokhmah tishamesh lo geder bifnei zaros. His wisdom must serve him as a geder in front of these alien forces. V'ein lezarim itach, the pasuk says. Bal yohin lifroid chokhmasoi. The person must not dare, the Talmid Chacham, dare not change his wisdom lematbea katan, to small change, shel redifas kavod uvetz hakesef, of pursuing kavod and money. That would be allowing the alien forces to take control of everything. Ki az shuv tipo idei zarim, then his wisdom is falling into the hands of a zarim. Shem oisam kuechos azarus, as forces of alienation, ashe al yadei richukam nizgala chokma, that in the first place, by distancing them, he discovered the wisdom. But it's very easy then, when he gets to this level, to sell it off cheaply. You see, the two examples that the author gives are Redifas Kavoid and Betza Kesef. To use it, use his wisdom as a, what Chazal call a Kekardim Lachpop, like a digging tool, whatever, like a shovel, to further his own aims. The Mishnah says in Chagigah, Divrei Torah Kashin Likneisan Kechle Zahav. The Torah is as difficult to acquire as golden utensils. Then they're as easy to lose as glass utensils. They shatter very easily. Talmid Chacham who's really acquired, he's accomplished, he's acquired much wisdom. He has to be seven times as careful. Lest he lose everything that he gained, and should fall into these alien forces. Keitzad yase, what is the watchword over here? Yeidav, even to understand. Ki chol chokhmasoi v'seirasoi eino ela geder le'atzmoi. That the wisdom is acquired, the Torah is acquired, is a fence. Leitaher al yada, to make sure that he preserves his purity. Yos gadur ba'bifnei chozarim, to be protected by these walls, again, of in terms of conduct, in terms of what he does, to protect himself from dilution of this chokhmah. Vegam zeu misoid das. This is also part of das. Legader ulavdil atzmo mizarus v'chitzonius, to separate himself from these alien notions, from chitzonius, from superficiality, from general alienation. The Rishami puts it as follows: im ein das havdalah minayin. You need das to make that havdalah, to be able to separate and to notice and to be able to separate himself from all these things that are Zarus and Chitzonius. Ad kan.